White, Oakland, California, April 20th, 1876. Dear Husband, I received two letters from you last night and one from Lucinda. We were all very sorry to hear of your sickness, and we hope the next letter will contain news of your complete recovery. We are all usually well. I continue to write half of each day, have freedom in writing, and enjoy it. I am decided to continue my writing and let nothing take me away. Shall take a day now and then for a change, ride or go to Healdsburg, not for their good, but my own. The first coat of plastering is on the new house. Brother Jones thinks in 4 weeks it will be done. I am not troubled with visitors or with solicitations to go here or there. I was asked by Brother Kellogg to visit Santa Clara, but said no. The weather is just beautiful. The grass sown is up and doing finely. The hedge is all doing well. The shrubs are looking well. The front of our house, on 11th and Castro, is not yet arranged. When the building is finished, we shall arrange it at once. Everything in office moves off quietly and prosperously. I cannot make any move eastward without clear evidence of duty. God has given me my work, and I desire to do it. You are happy and never so free. Thank the Lord for this. I am so glad you feel thus. I am happy and free, and I thank the Lord for this. You are in the line of duty. God blesses you. I am in the line of my duty, and God blesses me. It may never be as well as now for me to write. Golden opportunity, precious privilege, which I shall certainly improve. Should I leave now to go east, I should go on your light, not on mine. You have precious help for camp meeting. Make the most of it. I do not intend to even go to the California camp meeting. I told Brother Chapman I would not go without there was a radical change in the churches throughout California. I would not do such injustice to myself or my husband by going. I attend but few meetings, and I know of no place in the world where I can do as much writing and be unmolested or less intruded upon than in Oakland, California. I take great pleasure in writing out these precious subjects, and should feel I were doing wrong to break off to attend meetings anywhere or in any place only as a change and blessing to myself. I wish I had some news to write you, but remaining so secluded and shut up to my writing, I get but little news. We think we have the presence of the Lord, and His light is shining upon us. I am very free in speaking and in praying, never more so. I am very free also in writing. I miss you and would love to be with you if this was the will of God. But He knoweth all things and will direct my path. I am perfectly willing and very anxious to do the will of God. I have no wish or will of my own in this matter, but as yet see no duty east. We pray for you every day, and believe the Lord will be with you and strengthen you and be a light to your path. Love to yourself and dear friends.